You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 90,000 Californians are still unable to return home. It's been roughly a week since multiple fires broke out and, powered by Santa Ana winds and dry weather, began incinerating structures, sometimes entire neighborhoods. The work of containing the fires could be set back by more strong winds this week. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Lunis's crews are searching smoldering rubble and finding remains.
For the Altadena area, we are in the third day of grid searching. It is a very grim task, and we, unfortunately, every day we're doing this, we're running across the remains of individual community members.
The death toll currently stands at 24. It is expected to climb. At least 16 people are unaccounted for. Another grim number, the damage and destruction of more than 12,000 homes and other structures. Some estimates put insured losses from the California wildfires at more than $20 billion, which threatens to upend efforts to stabilize the state's troubled insurance market. NPR's Greg Allen reports insurance companies had all but stopped writing new policies for homeowners and renters in places like Altadena and Pacific Palisades.
California recently adopted regulations allowing companies to set higher rates while also requiring them to write more policies in fire-prone areas. Amy Bach with consumer group United Policyholders worries this will set back those efforts.
You know, just psychologically, this disaster couldn't have come at a worse time in terms of insurance executives' renewed confidence in doing business in this state.
Analysts say insurance companies have enough reserves to cover the losses. If the state-created plan that covers Minnie and Palisades and Altadena runs out of money, though, policyholders throughout the state may see a special assessment to make up the shortfall. Greg Allen, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The Biden administration says negotiators are close to a ceasefire deal in Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza that would lead to the return of hostages. NPR's Aswa Khalid reports the White House has been talking about this deal for several months.
President Biden first outlined the proposal back in late May, but now his national security adviser, Jake Sullivan, is showing a renewed optimism.
We are close to a deal, and it can get done this week. I'm not making a promise or a prediction, but it is there for the taking, and we are going to work to make it happen.
The White House says it's been coordinating with the incoming Trump administration to present a united message to get the deal done as quickly as possible. The president-elect has said that if the hostages are not released by his inauguration, quote, all hell will break out. Asma Khalid, NPR News, the White House.
This is Biden's final full week in office. It's NPR. On the heels of the Surgeon General's report on alcohol, many experts support revising the current guidelines for alcohol. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports scientists and physicians are reviewing the evidence to better understand the risks.
If you choose to drink alcohol, the standard advice has long been to limit consumption to up to one drink a day for women, two for men. But many experts now say this amount of daily drinking may be too high. Dr. Ashish Didwania of Northwestern University is among them.
My guidelines would be drinking less than seven drinks a week.
Some research points to an increased risk of certain cancers, including breast cancer, with as little as 3 to 6 drinks per week. In Canada, the recommendations are that people should consume no more than 2 drinks per week to avoid alcohol-related harms. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Crude oil prices have climbed to their highest level in 5 months. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on what's driving energy markets.
Oil prices jumped sharply over the weekend after the Biden administration added new sanctions against Russia's energy sector. So far, the higher crude prices have not filtered down to the gas pump. AAA says regular gas is selling for an average of just over $3.06 a gallon, little change from a week ago. U.S. Steel has gotten a little more time to cancel its planned sale to Japan's Nippon Steel. President Biden moved to block that sale, citing national security concerns, but an interagency committee agreed to delay the effective date of that order until mid-June. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow has closed up 358 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Procter & Gamble, maker of Metamucil, a fiber supplement containing psyllium, a plant-based fiber for trapping and removing waste in the digestive system, designed to be taken every day. More at Metamucil.com.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, southwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 13 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, east winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with snow and rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today. Today, southwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 9 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, northeast winds 15 knots, sea 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, southwest winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 9 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, southwest winds 20 knots, seas 10 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 6 feet, and Tuesday, north winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, southwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 10 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 7 feet, and Tuesday, northeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny with scattered snow showers. Highs in the mid-20s to upper 30s, south winds 15 miles an hour in the morning, becoming light. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Scattered snow showers, lows in the lower 20s to lower 30s, light winds. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers. Highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s, north winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 2:41 a.m. at 6 feet, 5 inches, a low at 7:30 a.m. at 3 feet, 9 inches, a high at 1:20 p.m. at 8 feet, 7 inches, and a low tonight at 8:33, a minus tide of 1 foot, 5 inches. Your sun rose at 10 o'clock this morning and your sun will set at 5:41, giving us 7 hours and 41 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Over time, I've come to feel that everything must come apart, it seems. The little child. Man of power, from the beggar to the angel of my dreams, from the thinnest thread we are sewn together, the finest string we dangle over time, from the highest wire do we walk through fire, should our balance ever falter, should our steps be unaligned, so to big storm, yeah, to the strong wind blowing, to the loud voice calling, for me to cross the line. I'm not gonna give up the ghost, no. I'm not gonna give up the ghost. I'm not gonna give up the ghost, no. I'm not gonna give it up. Cause I haven't the strength to hold out too long. If we both hold on.
out the income and the car. We're all the same underneath our shell. We've all been to hell and we know what it's like, and we've shared each other's sins. We all know what it's like to give up the fight. We've all been ashamed at one time or another. We all have dreams and nightmares too. When all comes down, we'll look out for each other.
No one else will.
When I hear the call, when I feel the thirst, yeah. When the catcher comes to take my soul, he's gonna have to fight me first. I'm not gonna give up the ghost, no. I'm not gonna give up the ghost. I'm not gonna give up the ghost, no. Flesh and blood.
After all,
we're flesh and blood.
After all,
we're flesh.
After all,
we're flesh and blood.
After all,
we're flesh and blood.
After all,
we're flesh and blood.
After all,
we're flesh. Every cloud has a silver lining, and every soul is tender to the touch. We are made of stone. We are made of steel. We're all the same when we return to dust. When I hear the call, yeah. When I feel the thirst. When the catcher comes to take my soul, he's gonna have to fight me first. Cause I'm not gonna give up the ghost, no. I'm not gonna give up the ghost. I'm not gonna give up the ghost, no. I'm not gonna give it up. Cause I haven't the strength to hold out too long. If we both hold
And that was Flesh and Blood by Oingo Boingo Boingo to start off this hour. Now we have Tone Lock with Funky Cold Medina, then the Smiths with Big Mouth Strikes Again, and then we have Caribbean Wind. That's a Bob Dylan piece. Here's Tone Lock.
Dig it. Cold, cooling at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what LOC? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cold Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Izzy, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, fam. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky gold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know. Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, as I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
Your head. Oh, sweetness. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
As Steve Winwood next for us, and that's The Vacant Chair, his version of that one. And Felony after that, we'll do The Fanatic, and then Scandal, and that's Goodbye to You.
Spending years and Can I have one of those cigarettes over there? A couple of them too. We'll be right back.
Heads up to everyone. The Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chinook, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025, as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADFNG, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board's Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt.
You are listening to KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, K201DA 881 FM, King Cove, Alaska.
Now, Black 47's up next with Who Killed Bobby Fuller. And then we have the Jay Giles Band with Centerfold.
Texas, whatever happened to my
Tomorrow night at 7, we have a city council meeting. And again, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow on January 14th. If you want to participate telephonically, I like that, you can call 253-205-0468 and use the meeting ID of 807-901-9744 with a passcode of 2696. And up now we have 3 by Phil Collins in the air tonight. Another day in paradise. Oh yeah, every day is a day of paradise for me. And then You Can't Hurry Love. Phil Collins coming right at you. Oh, Lord.
there somewhere you can tell me? He walks on, doesn't look back. He pretends he can't hear her. Starts to whistle as he crosses the street. Seems embarrassed to be there.
Oh, think twice, 'cause it's another day.
Something.